Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is the last day of August. Summer's over. Good morning. How's everybody? Oh, I got one thumbs down. So good morning. So we have brought a young youth band in today, trying to kick up the Delaware Live Music Podcast again, one band at a time. A few more, and we might actually have to make a new logo, which would be great. But so today we brought in Teenage Satellites. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of echoey like that. So I've been following you folks for a little while. We saw you guys play at the school, the elementary school. I think it was for like the last day, sort of last day of events at Rehoboth last year. Or I guess it was this year, but it was the end of the school year, and you guys played an event, right?
Yep. It was a... I think it was a PTA night, and they asked us to do it. And I almost actually missed it because I had a track meet to go to, and but they thought it was going to rain, and it didn't. And so that's actually kind of how Jasper joined the band. He was going to fill in for me.
Nice.
And then after the show, he's like, can I join the band? And we're like, sure.
That was cool. Well, I know there was a few technical issues that day, but you guys worked it out, held it together like professionals. I thought that was great. I didn't realize, Chase, that you were a drummer until I saw you at the playing drums. So I learned a lot that day. It was awesome. So I tell you what, we got some weird kind of microphone set up here. So why don't we do what we're here to do, and why don't we play some songs?
All right.
Sounds good.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Dirtbag.
Two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby.
Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby like you.
You know, the worst part is I saw Iron Maiden like three times. It's terrible. Unless maybe I was a teenage dirtbag back in the day. Very cool. That was, so let's go around. I love this because, you know, we were so stressed out about miking it up, and it's pretty balanced, and she sounds fantastic, so it's really working out well. So let's just start. So we got Jamie Whitten.
Hello.
We got Jasper Isaacs.
Hello.
Anna Kearns on the vocals.
Hi.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Push that down a little bit. Braden Whitten, your brother.
Hi.
Nice. And Jace Truitt. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
So who started the band? Let's someone with a microphone. So if you want, when we talk, maybe pull the mic up and chat into it, and that way we can hear you really well. So who came up with the idea for the band, or how to get started?
All right. So actually, I think it was probably the end of November, beginning of December, I was trying to start a band with Jasper and his friend Elena and this other guy named Nate, but it didn't really work out. And so I called up Jace. I was like, "Hey, you just want to jam on some Blink 182 songs?" And then we did it a couple times, and we're like, "Okay, maybe we can start taking this to another level." And so we started looking for a singer. I was the singer originally, but we knew that was not going to work out from the start. We were introduced to Anna. So we did this thing actually called Mr. Hetfield Summer Rock and Roll Camp, which Walt Hetfield, the music teacher at Rehoboth Elementary School, he does this thing every year, and it's where he gets a bunch of kids, and you kind of learn what it's like to be in a band, teamwork, all that stuff.
So let's give him a little shout out, because Mr. Hetfield is pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
He's actually been on the podcast. He's been on the Rehoboth Social Podcast and brought his guitar, and he is an amazing guy. So all of my kids have gone through Mr. Hetfield, and he does a great job. So give that guy a shout out.
Oh yeah, Mr. Hetfield's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so we knew Anna from rock camp, and Jace messaged her, and he was like, "Do you want to come jam with us?" And I think after that first practice, we were like, "Wow, she's really good." And then we were talking about before with the Rehoboth Elementary show. I had a track meet that I would have had to go on to if it didn't rain, and Jasper was going to fill in for me. And so he was like, "Can I join the band after?" And we were like, "Yeah." So
that's awesome.
Brief history of the band.
So what kind of summer have you guys had, Chase? I mean, have you guys been, would you say you guys played last night, Bethany Blues?
Yeah. So we played at the youth band night last night, but we've been playing opening for bands, Rusty Rudder, Bethany Blues like last night. We've been playing every Sunday at Revelation Beer Garden.
Nice.
And,
so that's down from the car wash,
right?
Is that down in Rehoboth, that new part of Rehoboth? Where
no,
is
No, that's
it?
That's the Rehoboth location. They have one in Milton, and it's the one in Milton on
At Hudson Field?
Hudson Field.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. But go ahead. So you guys played last night at Bethany Blues?
Yeah, and it was like a youth band night we've been playing. They have youth band nights. We went to three of them. And we've just been taking gigs like whenever we get them, and it's been working out this summer.
Nice. So what are some of the places that do let youths come and play? I know Bethany Blues. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other places?
Well, we played at Rehoboth Elementary, where you came to.
Right.
And Millville Boardwalk in Millville, which is it's a family place.
Yeah.
We've been playing there a while. I think that's all.
That's it. Maybe before a certain hour. I haven't. It's been a while since.
But we've had a lot of recurring gigs, especially like Millville Boardwalk and Revelation. So that's how we've got our whole schedule.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Anna, how'd you get into singing? Because I tell you what, you're very good.
I've been singing kind of my whole life.
and I started taking lessons like to get better technique and stuff like that when I was 9 with this awesome woman named Christy Taylor. And
so Christy Taylor is involved with Sydney's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do a lot of great. So I think that's one that you can add to your list, Chase, of places that youth can play is Sydney's.
Yeah.
And I only ask that because, you know, listen, it's great that you guys are doing this, but there'll be more kids coming up, and you may inspire other kids, and so you can be sort of laying down the foundation for other kids to kind of come up. So that's why I was like, is there other places maybe? But Sydney's is one, and she's a great lady. I've actually spoken with her as well, Christy.
Yeah, she really is. And she got me into J.D. Shucker's, doing open mics there.
Okay, so we can add that one to the list of places you can play. Go ahead.
The Crooked Hammock is also one, too. We're playing there September 25th, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that should be fun. We've actually got a busy weekend because it's September 24th. We're doing The Pond in Rehoboth, and then 25th is Crooked Hammock. So,
I guess if we have a conversation, we will slowly reveal what places used people can play because it went from not many to a whole bunch now. So this is great. Now that you mentioned it, I've gone to J.D. Shucker's and seen the kids play over there as well. So that's cool. Well, this is a big. This is the Labor Day weekend. This is it. This is where you make your money, right? Are you guys making any money?
Oh yeah,
nice. Well, I tell you what. Let's. Yeah. So, let me finish. Go ahead and finish. So you started working with Christy, and so how'd that pan out?
Well, she had me at J.D. Shucker's, and I was singing and playing piano at the kids' night open mics and stuff like that. And then I knew Mr. Hetfield because he was my elementary school music teacher.
Right.
And he recommended Rock Camp to me, and that's where I met all of these people.
That is a very fun event. I remember my oldest would play drums at the Rudder for the Rock Camp with Mr. Hetfield, and it was I of course went, and I was like, what a cool event. Very cool. Well, let's do another song. What do you guys want to do? What's the next one we want to jam out?
Either, how about Hey Jealousy? Okay.
Okay. We'll start when you're ready. This is Teenage Satellites, coming to you live. Okay. Well, sort of.
Just crash here tonight. You see, I'm in no shape for driving anywhere. I've got no place to go, and you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found. Take its place. Jealousy, hey jealousy. that bad. You were the best I ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
Excellent. Yeah, this is awesome. You guys sound great. I mean, we didn't spend much time setting this up, and it actually sounds really good, so very cool. You know, it's funny. I don't know. We got some parents that are hanging out. I know that, you know, I've been in this town for quite a while, you know, and before any of you kids were born, we were running the streets and at the Rudder and doing all the fun stuff. And I tell you, the town is really involved, and the town and the area has really evolved to a place that we can now, like, have young adults, it's better, starting bands and playing and having opportunities around here. I think we're very blessed. We're almost in a little bit of a bubble here in Rehoboth because we have so many opportunities, which is really great. It's so exciting that you guys can come together. Because, listen, I was young like you. I actually was in a band. I've been in a couple. And it's hard to get everybody together and to make one band. It's like you can get two guitarists and a drummer or a bass player and a drummer, but to have a whole group like this that sounds as good as you do, it's awesome. And I have a feeling you guys are really going to do some great stuff. Do you have a place that you guys have enjoyed playing more, or not more than others, but you have more fun? Is it how's it playing over at Bethany Blues? That's pretty good setup over there.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, at least, it's the Rudder, just because it's such a good crowd. You know, you can get them hand clapping and singing along and everything. Yep.
Share Thursday nights at the Rudder.
Yeah.
It's rough. You see some dads shaking their heads, too. So the Rudder's one of your favorites?
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right, well, let's do what you're doing. Let's play some more music.
All right.
Kids aren't all right?
Sure.
Thank you.
Nice job. One hand, one clapper. That was fantastic. So where do you guys, I mean, who picks the songs? How do you guys get to, do you guys get together and choose what you want to do? Because the songs you guys have been playing have been really, like, great songs. Very cool. I mean, I'm digging them. So who's picking them?
Yeah, well, we all have a group chat together, and we all just send recommendations and, like, make lists of what each person wants to play. And then, what is it, like, every week maybe? We pick new ones from everyone's list to learn at practices.
Yeah, so just so that way, you know, everybody gets a voice in what they want to do.
Smart. Well, I tell you, you guys are making some great choices because I love these songs. I mean, every one, I'm like, yeah, awesome song. So what's the fall, winter going to look like? I mean, I know it's easy to have a lot of fun during summer, but, you know, school gets back to school, and what are we going to do? Are we going to still be able to jam through the weekends and stuff?
I think, you know, we're going to try as much as we can. We've opted not to play acoustic shows just for reasons, but I think we're just still going to try to keep it going.
Yeah, well, you guys are really good acoustic.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not saying you should do acoustic shows, but this is pretty awesome. So what's the weekend? So I know we've sort of gone on through the weekend, and then have we thought about, like, doing any recording?
At some point, once we get enough originals down, then we'll EP or then maybe an album or something. But, okay. Yeah.
So you do have an original, but we're not ready to air it yet, so we're going to wait till the next time, which is fine by me, right?
All
right. Right? That's what we decided?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's do another one. This is awesome. I love it.
Okay.
I gotta get it.
Yeah. 1 second, Jasper, press the tune.
All right, Jasper, tune it up, bro.
Strings a stretch.
Absolutely.
Do what we want to do, just a girl.
Sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Sure.
Some No Doubt.
Love No Doubt.
I have no doubt you like this song.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Beautiful.
Do you know Sunday Morning?
Monday Morning.
Sunday Morning.
I do not.
Next time you come back, let's have that one, please.
All right.
That's some great No Doubt.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stay? Just a girl, a little old me. Well, don't let me out.
Did I remember you guys at Rehoboth Elementary? Did you play Green Day?
Yes.
Yeah. So is anybody going to go see Green Day at Firefly? Is anybody going to Firefly?
Maybe.
Okay.
Might be able to.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
We saw them in Philly last summer.
Green Day?
Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just like on the fence. I think we might go for the weekend because there's some pretty. I want to see Green Day. I've never seen Green Day, and they're
awesome. Yeah,
they're an excellent band. So, what are some of your influences? I mean, you know, it's so funny. You know, when I was young, we would get records, right? A cassette, a band would come out, and I'd be loyal to the band for, you know, till the day I die. But now, you know, music is just so. It just feels so throwaway now. It's like a band comes out. I know my kids are big into 21 Pilots. And then one day, all the 21 Pilots stuff came down. And I'm like, what's up? I don't like them anymore. I'm like, what? This is a lifetime, right? So much music comes through these days, whether it's through our phones or computers. But how do you find influences or, you know, what are some of your influences? I guess we'll just start with you.
All right. I think my biggest influence is Tom DeLonge from Liquidity 2. And it's because, you know, I love all this punk stuff, pop punk stuff. But I think, like, the thing that, you know, really turned me on him was Blink just had one guitar player. They would double track guitars in the studio, but he had to be like rhythm and lead at the same time, kind of. And yeah. Same with Billy Joe Armstrong as well. Another one, probably James Hetfield from Metallica, just because of all the downstrokes of just the riff making, and Dave Mustaine as well from Megadeth. Because I love that guy.
Did you just see him on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah.
It was very cool. I was very enlightened by that interview because you never know with him. Because that's the music I saw. I saw Metallica on the Ride the Lightning tour at this bar called Cowboys in Albuquerque.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's how long of a fan I've been of that band. And Megadeth. Big fans of them. And yeah, he was just on Joe Rogan's podcast. Very cool. Very Christian guy. Very good guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are some good influences.
Yep.
Jasper, what about you?
Jasper.
Buddy?
I would say I would probably, as far as bands, Slipknot, Pantera, Darkest Hour, ASG.
A little heavier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Guitarist-wise, I would say my top two would probably be Dimebag from Pantera and Mick Thompson from Slipknot.
Okay.
Dimebag, because it's him.
Dimebag is awesome.
Mick Thompson, just because, I mean, I think he is technically rhythm guitarist, but he plays different.
Yeah.
He's very
funny. If you can find
normal.
It does exist, but Pantera's very first album, which sounds more like,
yeah, it was like
Def Leppard
glam metal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent album. I was living in San Diego when that came out, and it just like, it was a, this Pantera album and then this complete shift to this real, you know, drop D, deep, chunky, but their first album is excellent, and I think are they still together, Pantera? I thought I saw something like
they did a reunion tour, but since Dimebag and Vinnie Paul, it's not going to be the same. I mean, it's going to be cool because I think they have Zakk Wylde playing guitar, and I'm not exactly sure who's drumming. And I think they got Phil Anselmo.
I saw Randy Rhoads live.
He's also one of my biggest influences. Yeah.
Well, you can't. Can't be influenced without a Randy Rhoads.
I know.
See, in my day, it was either you were Eddie Van Halen or you were Randy Rhoads.
Yeah.
And I was definitely Eddie Van Halen, but I'm a huge Randy Rhoads fan. Got to see him live. Didn't know he would be leaving us, so I got lucky on that one.
Yeah.
Anna, what do you... I mean, you're really killing it over there.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Definitely Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Okay.
I've always
been...
Big
voice.
I've always been a really big fan of them, and honestly, just... Every, like, aspect of her voice is just incredible. Like, she nails everything. Like, she has good breath control, and, like, she can belt really loud and still pronunciate, like, her lyrics. And I've just always really admired her. But honestly, most of my influences kind of come from... There's a lot of other really amazing girls in this area who also sing in bands, and whenever... Because I'm friends with most of them, and whenever I'm watching them sing, I can look at them and, like... take notes from them, especially the ones who have been doing it longer than me.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed just you hit a lot of the nuances, whether it's a male, you're singing a male song or a female song, but you really nail the nuances of the vocals for each of the songs, which is very cool.
Thank you.
A lot of the No Doubt stuff was very cool. Awesome. Big man over here on the right.
Mine would probably be Mark Hoppus from Blink-182.
Okay.
Just because I started playing guitar and I always used a pick, and Mark Hoppus always used a pick, so that's why I usually use a pick for bass, and that's why Mark Hoppus was one of my big influences, because it was his bass stuff was just so easy.
Nice.
And it was like just easy to learn for like a beginner bassist.
Well, you're definitely holding it down over there. I love it. Sounds good. That's a great Blink 182. See, I missed them. You know, I was a little before, but I enjoyed Blink 182. I can remember like working, listening to Blink 182. Just wasn't a little early. I was a little late to the Blink 182 game, but definitely. Are they still around? Jasper? Jamie? Somebody?
Well, so Tom DeLonge left the band, I think 7 years ago, but
yeah, that's what I thought.
They replaced him with Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio. I love Alkaline Trio. They're like dark romantical themes and lyrics and stuff that I actually count one of those. That was one of my influences as well. But there are some rumors that Tom might come back to the band because it's the band's 30th anniversary this year. Nice. So there have been rumors and stuff, but the band hasn't officially said anything. But they're still rocking. Oh, Mark Hoppus actually had cancer, so they kind of took a pause. No, I mean he beat it. Like he's doing fine now. But
all right,
yeah,
all right. Neil Peart, is Neil Peart your drummer or your influence?
No.
Jeez.
But
it's the greatest drummer ever.
So some of my influences, like, I mean, Green Day is my favorite band, but I also like Slipknot, System of a Down.
Okay.
And I really love Sum 41. Like they're punk rock, but they put elements of metal in their music, and I think that's like it's really cool stuff. And like on like Jay Weinberg from Slipknot, he's like my main, and like Trey Cool from Green Day.
Yep.
And why not Lars Ulrich? Why not?
There we go. Metallica's hit again. You know, it's funny. Back in the day, Lars Ulrich used to catch a lot of grief that he wasn't a great drummer, which I mean, I've always thought he was amazing. I used to call him King of Cymbals because he was just. But
in the studio, I think he's good. Live, not so much. Like, I've just seen too much. It's not his greatest.
It's not his greatest. Wow, that's funny. Well, I tell you what, it's funny that most of your guys' influences are the older music. There's nothing that's coming rolling through right now that catches your ear, or is it just happened so quickly and they come and go? Do you have to have a little, some longevity in the band before you start settling in with them, or?
I think for me at least, I think it's like, you know, I've got to know a lot of their songs, kind of know a little bit about them, what they play and stuff. Huh?
Can I go next?
Yes. Jasper wants to talk.
Go, Jasper.
I will say recently it's kind of cool. There's definitely been a resurgence in black metal.
Okay.
It's coming back pretty hard. It's cool. It's black. Cool. One of the bigger ones now is Black Braid.
Okay. He's so what is black metal? Because I used to be in Sepultura, Destruction. Is that black metal?
Not really, no.
Is that more like...
That's more groove metal-ish. Yeah. Black metal would be a lot more like trend picking through more like I don't know how to explain it.
Well, there was a lot of black metal when I was a kid. We didn't categorize everything back then. It was just all metal.
Yeah.
And now it's just gotten. But that's cool that you guys are definitely into the metal.
Yeah.
Dude, me too. I love it. All right, let's do it. You got any metal? Can we do some metal?
I don't think we have it. I mean.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Wait, let's do another. Can we do another song?
Yeah.
You guys.
First aid.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass call.
What song should we do?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Don't stop believing by Journey.
Ooh. Another old song. That's Steve Perry. Neil Sean, great guitarist. Steve Smith, amazing drummer.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South
He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Street lights
appreciate you guys. So what is that? Are you on Instagram? How can we follow you and your success and progress?
We are on Instagram. It's at Teenage Satellites Official with the O being a zero. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, I'm pretty sure, as well. So probably just Teenage Satellites Official or just Teenage Satellites.
Well, at least you guys are young, because, I mean, it's tough to, I mean, to do the Instagram stuff and try to promote yourself. I know just in the podcasting, me trying to do Instagram is brutal. So be glad you're young and can handle that stuff. Do you guys find, are you doing TikTok and are you, I guess it's the problem with, you know, doing covers is like it's hard to post stuff because it's some of it's copyrighted and I don't want to make any problems. But how do you incorporate some of what you guys are doing in some of the social platforms that are out there? And that you're young, and that's what you do.
We don't have TikTok. We don't have Snapchat or anything like that. It's kind of just Instagram, Facebook, okay. And Twitter. Anna wants to talk.
I do, Anna. But they don't. And also, we can promote when we're about. Sorry, we can promote when we're gonna go play somewhere to people and to all of our friends. I have my friend group supporting me, and they're always there at the majority of our gigs. But it's just really good to be able to promote where we're going to be so that people can know.
Yeah. No, I'd love it. Well, it's just these platforms are so many. It's like trying to figure out how to use them all is tough. I see, it looks like you guys are having fun with some merch. You got some stickers. Are you doing T-shirts and stuff like that, hats?
Eventually. I think the moms and dads have t-shirts, but I don't think we have anything for like sale yet. But we will. There will be.
You got to get your merch game going because people love merch.
Our merch game's pretty weak.
For now.
Yeah.
We need that merch game.
Yeah.
Well, go see my dad. My dad will get you some t-shirts. He's got the business. He'll give you guys a deal. He always likes to support the young people.
Sticker mule.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great opportunities out there with merch and all that stuff. Well, I tell you what, let's do one more song and then we're going to wrap it up. I really appreciate you guys coming in. It has been a lot of fun hanging out with you. I'm in awe, really. You guys sound terrific. I'm surprised that we got it sounding so good so quickly, but you know, that's how it is today. But listen, you guys are awesome. Let's do one more song and then we'll let you guys go be fun.
All right. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Maybe we could do it again if you want.
Absolutely.
All right.
I need you.
What song?
Let's go a good one. Metallica?
We know Metallica, but...
No, okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to do Zombie by the Cranberries.
Another great song. See? I love it.
Cranberries.
She's an awesome singer. Yes. That's a master of puppets right there.
Yep.
Thank you.
fantastic, guys. That was awesome. So, Jamie, Jasper, Anna, Braden, and Jace. Thank you, guys. It was so good, so much fun. I really appreciate it. And you guys, the door is always open for you. Go get better. Be awesome, and we'll come back, and we'll do some original stuff, and I can't wait to hear it. And you guys, one day you'll be big, and I'll beg for backstage passes to come hang out with you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Follow him on Instagram, and have a good day, and go play in the ocean or something. Finish this summer up. See you guys.
See ya.
Later. Bye-bye.